I believe that I had to cut out everything that was a carbohydrate or fun foods or chocolates, anything that was deemed bad for fat loss. I felt so guilty, and that guilt actually led to me eating even more. It wasn't me that was failing. It was the diet that was setting me up for failure. That is when I started changing my mindset. I started changing my approach. It started feeling like I can do this.
This is 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer, a Jackpod original podcast. Join me as we talk everything weight loss. I'm your host, Mandy Mayer. Yes, it's me who has lost the 40 kgs and maintained that loss over the past 4 years. In this series, I'm sharing the weight loss code I cracked, along with tips, strategies, and hacks that will help you lose weight and feel great.
As we dive into episode 2 of this podcast, I want to reflect on a couple of words that I used in episode 1. And I know that many of you may have picked up on the words that I used, and you were probably actually thinking, why is she using these words so much? And those two words are diet and restrictive. And those words I used a lot. And not only did I use those words a lot in the first episode, but I used those words a lot during my several attempts at weight loss. And not only did I use those words verbally, but I also tried to execute them physically by trying to do the most restrictive diets. After making that promise to myself, the promise of making this attempt at weight loss stick, the promise of making this time be successful in the fact that I'm not going to give up at the first speed bump or the first hurdle, I knew I had to go back to the several failed attempts at my weight loss. And I knew that I had to figure out why they failed. And I sat there and I analyzed my several failed attempts, and I came to the conclusion. And that conclusion was I was doing very restrictive diets. And to be successful, I had to ditch the diet. I had to ditch that fully restrictive mindset, that fully restrictive way of moving forward if I was to be successful. Every weight loss attempt I had in the past, and what I'm going to say now, I know many of you will be able to relate to. All my weight loss attempts in the past were very rigid. So the nutritional plan that I was following was super rigid. There was no flexibility. It was a typical old school diet way forward. So that diet mentality, it was so strict. There was hardly any variety, hardly any food, hardly any fun, and hardly any reason for me wanting to stick to it. And like I said, many of you will be able to relate to that, because over the years, we've been told that we need to eat as little as possible for weight loss to take place. So all of a sudden, this whole plan, this whole nutrition plan that you or I partake in becomes super restrictive, super rigid, and super difficult to adhere to. I believe that I had to cut out everything that was a carbohydrate. I believed I had to cut out all fun foods, all chocolates, or anything that was deemed bad for fat loss. That's what I believed. And the moment that I had food that was deemed, as for the lack of better words, bad for fat loss, I felt so guilty. And that guilt actually led to me eating even more, because now I thought to myself, I had foods that wasn't necessarily part of the super strict, super restrictive, and super rigid plan. In that moment, during my several failed attempts, when I did that and I ate those foods, that's where I would think that I had failed. And that's where I would have given up, because of that diet mentality, because of that all or nothing mindset, because of that level of restriction that I had created in my nutritional plan that I was having. The more and more that I looked into all my previous weight loss attempts, the more I started picking up on a pattern, the more I started noticing it. It wasn't me that was failing. It was the diet that was setting me up for failure. Let me explain that. You see, us as humans, we need a certain amount of energy to get through the day. We need a certain amount of enjoyment in the plan so that we can adhere to the plan. If you think about it for a moment, if you have a exercise plan or you have a nutritional plan that adds no enjoyment to your life and you really resent it, you really need to ask yourself, how long are you going to be able to adhere to it, right? And when you are not eating enough or you are not adding foods that you enjoy to the plan, you really need to ask yourself, how long is this going to last? So if you're doing something super restrictive, like I was doing with my several failed attempts at weight loss, I was always blaming myself. I was blaming myself for not being able to adhere to something. I was blaming myself for not being able to do it for long term, for a long period of time. And like I said, as I was looking into it, I was picking up that pattern. Everything I was doing was super restrictive, and it was the diet that I was doing or the nutritional plan that I was trying to follow or the extreme exercise plan that I was trying to follow that was just not sustainable. It was impossible to adhere to long term, and that is what was setting me up for failure. And that is probably what is setting up a lot of people for failure, because you're trying to adhere to something that is pretty damn impossible to adhere to. And that is exactly what I realized. And that is when I ditched the diet. And that is when I started changing my mindset. I started changing my approach. In the past, I was always seeking immediate results. I was seeking immediate, instant gratification. But I knew if I were to keep that promise to myself, I have to be okay with delayed gratification. I knew I had to think long term over short term. And to create long-term progress, I knew I couldn't be doing quick fix diets one after the other. I just knew it, because I knew that is a very short-term approach or a very short-term way of doing something. I knew I had to be focusing on lifestyle changes, behavior changes, habit changes. And I knew I would have to create a healthier version of myself, not only till I reach my goal weight, but forever. And the more I started acknowledging that it had to be long term, the more I started accepting it. And the more I started accepting it, the more I started practicing it. And that's where I started seeing progress. But, you know, the question probably remains, or the question that a lot of you are thinking now is, but how do you start changing your behaviors, your actions, your habits? And how do you start working on all of this? And you know what? It all starts with changing your mindset. Your mindset is so important. You have to believe that you can do it. You have to be okay with slower progress. You have to realize that you are doing it for more than just that number on the scale. You are doing it for health reasons. You are doing it to set an example for your kids. You are doing it to add years to your life. So a lot of the change starts with a changed mindset of saying, you know what, this is for health reasons. This is to add years to your life. This is to get all the benefits from creating a healthier lifestyle. And that is going to take time. So instead of focusing on the short-term progress or that immediate gratification with a drop on the number on the scale, you need to shift that mindset to focusing on every single day creating healthier habits. And that's exactly what I did. Yes, I used the number on the scale as a form of measuring progress, but it was only one form of measuring progress. And I knew that there were so many other areas that I had to and could be focusing on when it came to improving my health. Your mindset and your changed mindset is going to be your superpower to long-term results, to your long-term progress. The words that you use play a major role as well. So you can switch the words that you use from diet to lifestyle changes, from bad for fat loss to Food is food, and we eat food to fuel our bodies, to add food in moderation to create balance. Words like I can't, change that to I am going to try. Or instead of saying I have to go to the gym, I started saying I get to exercise, I get to go for a walk. And I started looking at it in a positive way, and I started looking at it in a way that any little change that I make to my habits to create a healthier habit is me creating a healthier lifestyle. And I let that be my number one priority instead of always focusing or fixating on that number on the scale. But because I had no idea where to start physically, and by physically I mean with exercise or with food choices or with creating consistency within those things, I set up a little 30-day habit challenge for myself. I decided to do a 30-day habit challenge to create consistency in the small things, like adding green vegetables to one meal, or walking 8,000 steps for 2 days in a row, or drinking a glass of water with every single meal. My goal wasn't to lose a huge amount of weight in the first 30 days. My goal was just to create consistency with something new. And that something new was creating healthier habits. And I knew, or I'll try to remind myself of that mindset change that I had made by telling myself that it's going to take long. I need to be okay with the longer process because that is going to bring about sustainable progress and sustainable results. So that is what that 30-day challenge was for. I was just creating consistency with building new little habits over 30 days. And that is something that everyone can start doing. And a lot of people will say, oh, but it's so minuscule and it's so small. And what is the point of actually doing something like that? It's exactly what I've mentioned, to build consistency, to prove to yourself that you can do things. Because every time I ticked off a day on that 30-day challenge block or calendar that I had, I felt this high level of pride. And it sort of boosted my confidence. And the more my confidence was boosted, the more my self-doubt started reducing, because I was, like I said, doing new things that was totally, totally new to me, even something as small as adding veggies to my meals. And most people, like I said, will look at that and say, oh, but that is so small. How is that even going to make a change? It is all the small things that add up that make those massive changes at the end of the day. And again, that's why it was so important for me to make that mindset shift of being okay with doing the small things and creating consistency with the small things and not seeking instant gratification. And that's why I say that shift in mindset is super important to start with. And that is where most people stumble. And that's also where I stumbled in the past. You think that it has to be drastic. You think that it has to all be tackled and changed now. And then it just gets so overwhelming because you're trying to do everything at once. And that is often where we give up. But as I tackled it bit by bit, with slowly changing my mindset, things started falling into place. Things started feeling easier. It started feeling like I was capable. It started feeling like I can do this. And it started sticking. I knew I just had to take it slow. I knew quick fixes were no longer an option. I knew there was no breaking my promise. I knew I had to make it work. I knew I was making it work. And I knew I had cracked the code, because for once in my life, it didn't seem impossible to adhere to. It didn't seem like a chore. There was no resentment, and I was actually enjoying it. I was enjoying the process of making those changes, and I enjoyed how those changes were making me feel. Why? Well, because I wasn't being super restrictive. I was adding foods I enjoyed into the plan. I wasn't trying to do everything at once. I wasn't letting that scale throw me off track. I was focusing on improving my health. I was feeling better. I had more energy. I was no longer sick and tired. I was happy and energized. I had created consistency within that first month. I had that power of momentum going, and my self-belief was through the roof. And that is the feeling we should be getting from making healthier changes, not a feeling of deprivation, extreme hunger, and resentment. So, ditch the diet, ditch the quick fixes, focus on your health, focus on it long term, and build that consistency. And that is exactly what I'll explain in the next episode. Food choices, exercises, daily non-negotiables, all of that that helped me create that consistency and that healthier lifestyle.
You've been listening to 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer. Keep believing in yourself, keep smashing those goals, and keep pushing forward.